This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Health and wellness on Joy Drive.
Dr. Evangeline Mantzioris, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Are we in trouble?
We are.
Oh, well, it sounds like you only had a sip of it.
We did.
By the sounds, mm-hmm. Yes. So it's all about exploring and finding out that something may not be as good as you think it is. So.
But don't do it again.
Don't do it again. That's right. I mean, you know. But having said that, a spider is nice in summer, right? But, you know, just making them small serves and enjoying them.
Thanks, Evangeline.
Honestly, Evangeline, we always love chatting to you for so many reasons, but also just how well you kind of, you know, rein this in without making us feel bad.
Yeah, it's
a skill. It is a skill.
Definitely. Now, Evangeline, today we're going to be talking about eating a rainbow, and we're not talking metaphorically, are we?
No, not at all. It's about eating a rainbow of fruit and vegetables and basically plant foods, because the beauty about it is that each colour represents a different phytonutrient that is in that food. And a phytonutrient just means a nutrient that is found in plants. So colours and even tastes are a really good way of saying, look, you're getting a different nutrient in this. We may not know all the nutrients that are in them, but every nutrient in them is good for you. So at the moment, we're aware of about at least 5,000 different types of phytonutrients.
Wow.
But there are probably many, many more. So you can see that colours is a great guide, and even shades of colours are a good guide.
So what does each colour do for our body and our overall health?
Yeah, so should we start at the top of the rainbow with
yep.
the red?
Yep.
So red is represented by phytonutrients called carotenoids. And this includes things like lycopenes and flavonoids and quercetin. And people may have heard of lycopene before. It's probably the one that we've heard most about. It's found in tomatoes.
Oh.
And what it seems to do is be protective against heart disease, but also there's been a bit of evidence around prostate cancer. But the beauty about this carotenoid is it's when you cook it and add oil to it that it becomes more bioavailable. So if you think of the tomato, a pasta sauce or pizza sauce is really good way of getting more lycopene in you.
So if we eat a tomato, let's say we just have a tomato, we slice it and have it on a piece of bread or something, there's not as much lycopene in it as if we cooked the tomato in the frying pan.
That's right.
Oh.
Yeah, it just becomes, it's still in there.
Right.
It's still the same amount that's in there, but our body is able to get it out of the food easier if it's cooked with oil.
Ah, with olive oil.
Yeah, preferably, yeah, absolutely, following on from last time.
I've got to say, Dr. Evangeline, Warren has been on the olive oil train majorly since last we spoke.
I don't want to detract from what we're talking about, but yes, I made the vegetable pot last week with heaps of olive oil. I've been soaking all my toasted sandwiches with olive oil, so we're getting there.
A-plus student.
He is such a know-it-all student. Gosh. It's hard to compete. You mentioned antioxidants, Evangeline. What do they do in our body?
Okay, so what antioxidants do is they mop up the free radicals. And so the next question is, what are free radicals? Mm. And these are things that form naturally in our body just by our everyday living, moving, breathing, eating. Anything we do produces free radicals. But also we get free radicals from the environment around us. So UV light exposure causes free radicals, smoking, air pollutants, all that sort of stuff. And that these free radicals are actually quite dangerous. What they do is they damage DNA, which is our genetic material. So it makes mutations in the DNA, and it can also damage the cell structures. And so what we're trying to do is get rid of free radicals as quickly as possible, and antioxidants in our diet effectively bind to them and stop them from causing damage.
Ah, so antioxidants, we need lots of those. We get those from the red. What about the orange?
Yep. Well, orange have also got antioxidants in them, and these are also called the carotenoids, but they're slightly different ones. But the interesting one that comes out in this group is curcuminoids or curcumin, which is found in the spice turmeric. So it's not just the fruit and vegetables. It's also the spices and herbs you eat of different colours that contain different phytonutrients in them as well. And vitamin A is just going back to turmeric, that's really useful because it reduces the inflammation in your body as well. So really good. We now have turmeric latte drinks available. Maybe you should have added a bit of turmeric milk into that Pepsi. I don't know.
That would have been a good idea, actually.
Yeah, but, you know, adding those spices to your food is really important as well. But the other things that are in there are alpha and beta carotene. We've all heard of these. These get converted to vitamin A, and vitamin A is really good for our eye health. So it keeps our eyes healthy, and it also improves our night vision, and it also reduces the risk of cancer and heart disease. So, you know, getting that orange is really important as well.
We're chatting with Dr. Evangeline Mantzioris, Program Director of Nutrition and Food Sciences at the University of South Australia, about eating a rainbow of fruit and vegetables and how each colour signifies different nutrients in our body. Well, what we need.
Let's talk about yellow fruit and vegetables.
Yeah, look, these also contain carotenoids in them, but they've got a really special phytonutrient in them called lutein. And lutein has been shown to be really important for eye health and reduce your risk of age-related macular degeneration. And this causes blurring of your central vision as you get older. What we know about this phytonutrient is that it actually absorbs UV light in your eyes. So it acts like a bit of a sunscreen for your eyes. So getting into the yellow fruit and vegetables is really important. And particularly as we head into summer, there's lots of beautiful pineapple around, pears, bananas, you know, lemons, yellow apples. They're all good sources of it, but you still need to wear your glasses, your sunnies outside.
So even if you eat kilos and kilos of just yellow fruit.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. But I can't see that happening. Kilos and kilos. So, I mean, and that's the thing. You can't go chasing one particular nutrient because if you just chase one, you're going to miss out on another.
Right.
And that's why we want that variety in your diet every day. So your little olive oil roasted vegetable hot pot there is great if that looks like a rainbow.
You know what? Just on that, when I purchased the vegetables, I bought the green capsicum because it was cheaper. And what I should have done, though, is I should have bought the yellow or the red one to add a bit of colour because it was predominantly green stuff that I put in there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So that's one of the things people go, oh, it's difficult to get different colours in. But one of the tricks is what you've just mentioned, Warren, is buying different colours of the same fruit and vegetables you normally buy. Mm. So, you know, the green ones are cheaper because the red and yellow ones have to be harvested, you know, grown for a little bit longer. But just maybe buying, you know, more of the green and a bit smaller red and yellow ones and doing that with your apples, buying all the different colours apples and just mixing it around a bit so you get that variety.
On the green capsicum, so you're saying that literally even the same fruit but in a different colour has different nutrients?
Absolutely.
Wild.
Great.
Isn't it? So different and different shades of colours as well. So if you look at lettuce, which is green, which we'll move on to, you've got all the different lettuces and they're all wildly different colours. Some are purple, you know, that dark purple with that dark green. Others are lighter green. Some have that little bit of red in it. All of those represent different nutrients. I mean, any different vegetable, any, you know, different colour, all different nutrients in it.
Amazing. And so any other green benefits that we should know about?
Yeah, so green, look, it's chock-a-block. I mean, your parents always told you to eat your greens, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we know as we get older that your parents are always right. And by the way, I hope my kids are listening to this. but they contain a whole lot of things in there. Chlorophyll that's in there. There's catechins, epigallocatechin gallate. There's nitrates, there's folate, there's the B group vitamins. So they're all really important. Remember when we talked about tea a while ago, we talked about epigallocatechin gallate and, you know, that provides benefits. So that gives you healthy blood vessels and heart benefits. The nitrates are also really important. These are found in those vegetables that have that earthy taste to them, like spinach and celery. They're high in nitrates, and nitrates are really good for relaxing your blood vessels, which effectively reduces your blood pressure and so lessens your risk of getting heart disease. And then you've got folate. And anyone who has, you know, either been pregnant or supported a woman through pregnancy would know that folate is something that's highly recommended during pregnancy and just before pregnancy because it reduces the risk of neural tube defects. And so that's also really important to make sure you get lots of greens in it because it helps support the way your cells divide and it makes sure that they divide properly and that the DNA synthesis is accurate. So really important there.
All right, I'm excited for the next colour group because it's blue and purple, and purple's my favourite colour.
Purple?
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, berries.
Yeah, berries and lettuce. We just mentioned lettuce, purple lettuce.
And figs and prunes and, you know, plums and purple grapes and all that sort of stuff. So this group has, we've always known they're antioxidants, so they reduce the free radicals, but more recently they've shown that they've got a group of nutrients called anthocyanins, and these are really important for improving memory. And what they seem to do is improve the way that brain cells send signals between each other. So it makes it easier for you to learn and adapt to new information.
Ah, so I need more blue things in my life.
Yeah, and you know, it might be as simple as, is they're a little bit more tricky to find all year round, but it may mean not peeling veggies, so eggplants. A lot of people peel, you know, the skin off eggplants, but that's where all the anthocyanins are going to be, so making sure you keep the peel. It's, you know, the plums, but even having frozen berries in your freezer and putting a handful of those on desserts, on yogurt.
In your shake?
Ice cream. In your shake, yep. On your breakfast cereal, on your pancakes, you know. And that's a really easy way of getting, making sure you have a little bit of, you know, blue and purple in there.
Let's move on to brown and white.
My favourite food group.
Oh, that's potatoes.
And potatoes. Absolutely.
Tell me they're good, Evangeline.
They're good. We've always loved potatoes, haven't we? I mean, for one thing, they make great meals. So we've got to keep remembering we've got to eat food that we love. Mm. And potatoes do have antioxidants in them, so that's really important as well. They're also a good source of fibre. The fibre doesn't contribute to colour, but it's a great source of fibre. But so they contain lots of nutrients in there, lots of those flavonoids. They act as antioxidants. Some of the ones, like particularly garlic, and contains allicin in it. And allicin's been shown to normalise blood pressure. So it's a really useful way. If you've got borderline high blood pressure, of trying to lower your blood pressure by eating more garlic, as well as, you know, keeping the vampires away.
Oh, that's right. They don't like the allicin, is it? Allicin.
No, that's right. They don't like the allicin. So, so they're also a really good group. And I think people often forget about the white ones because they think they're boring. But in fact, white, you know, represents all the colours together. So the more variety you have within each group and the more variety you have across the group, the more chance you have of, you know, healthier outcomes.
So essentially no colour is better than the other. The idea is that we want to get a little bit of all of them.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, if you're one of those people that always has peas, carrots and potatoes for dinner, it might be time to start mixing it around and getting some of those other colours on your plate.
Is that how you would recommend getting more fruit and veg in our diet, just, you know, by making these small changes?
Yeah, absolutely. Experiment with new things that are in season, you know, like squash, you get dark green and light green and you get yellow squash, so, you know, trying some of those. Different coloured apples, the different, you know, even pear colour is different plums, strawberries, just try it all. You know, you might not like all of it and that's fine, you've tried it. And also beans and lentils and legumes, they've also got all the different nutrients in them. So don't stick to just chickpeas, try red kidney beans, try black beans, try the red lentils, try the brown lentils, just try them all.
You know what I'm doing after all, I love all of our chats and we learn something every time that we speak to you, is I'm just going to do this one pot of vegetables. I'm going to make sure it's all different colours, use the olive oil because then it sort of puts everything, you know, it's got the fibre in it, I'm going to add some lentils to it and just do everything in the one hit.
Yep, and garlic.
And you garlic.
Add some garlic to it.
Heaps of garlic, and then we've got it all. I love that.
Yeah,
it makes
and
it
then
so simple.
Herbs. Even if you just chop up parsley and put that on top of it as well, that makes
some
a
green.
Big difference. Yeah,
and
more
it's all,
green.
And it's done in one hit.
Absolutely. And then you can sort of freeze it and have it as, you know, I sometimes call this to my, you know, children's dismay, the takeaway meals. You can just pull it out of the freezer and zap it and there's your takeaway meal.
I can imagine their faces. Evangeline, great to chat with you again. We'll talk to you in a fortnight.
Lovely. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That's Dr. Evangeline Mantzioris, the Program Director of Nutrition and Food Sciences at the University of South Australia.
And Tristan, we got your message saying that you're growing your own veggies and have a fruit tree.
Oh, even better.
That's the easy way to get all of the rainbow fruit and veg that we need in our lives.
Yes.
Joy Drive with Em and Warren. Follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Joy949Drive. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.